I don't know if you can help me, but why did we stop at 9?
Seems like you're taking this a little hard. I don't think you need to. Some people are going to be like, well, because we got 10 fingers, obviously, but that's not what this person is asking. The ask is, when you got 10 fingers, why isn't there a digit for the 10? Instead, we don't get a special digit for the 10, we get a 1 and a 0. That's indicating like a whole new thing happened. And the reason is that in our counting system, and there are other counting systems, but in our there's so many cool counting systems, you don't even want to know. But in our counting system, we count in tens. And so when you start counting up, when you hit the 10, you are basically like leaving a tally on the board that says, we've got one of those. We've got one 10 now, and that's a 1 with a 0 behind it. So it's a 10 and nothing else. And then after that, you've got 11, which is a 10. 10 and one more. So we count to 10 because it is because of our fingers. That's why. It's not the best way to do it. We should probably count in 12s. It would have been better if we'd counted in 12s and 60s, which Babylonians did. There's also indigenous Alaskan number system that is like both a base 5 and a base 20 inside of the same number system, it's called Kaktovik if you want to look it up. Kaktovik is awesome because it makes like math easier because of the physical structures of the numbers when you write them down. They're actually like tally marks rather than, you know, weird symbols. But that's not what you asked. That's not what you asked. The reason that there isn't a digit for 10 and instead you get the 1 with the 0 is that that's basically saying like that's a tally for the 10 and then it's a nothing in the next space. So it's like a tally and the 0. So you could like actually have a number for 10 that would just be the tally, but the Arabic numeral system created this really great way of doing this where you do the tally and it's literally a tally. Like it's a one, it's just a, and then you put, you know, a gap for the 0. And then when you hit the next one, you do a 2 in that place and then a 0. So that's why. It's because we're counting sets of 10. So when you get to the first set of 10 completed, you do a tally and a 0. Isn't that wild? It's like hidden in there. And we don't even notice it. Our history is hidden in the way that we speak, in the way that we write. It's all like hiding in there. I love that so much.